You're listening to SBS News.
Perth-based barrister John Cameron is the man who sparked a constitutional crisis. His inquiry into former Green Senator Scott Ludlam's dual New Zealand citizenship was the trigger that finally claimed more than a dozen political scalps. But he says he's just a stickler for the law.
The public are sick of politicians who believe that they are above the law and the law does not apply to them. I think I've tapped into something that is of concern to the public.
Now Mr Cameron has a warning for the 15 politicians who've fallen foul of rules banning dual citizens from federal parliament. He says if they filled out forms to run for office knowing their citizenship status, they could face prosecution.
A number of the 15 have said that they will stand again if they are convicted of an offence in respect of their nomination forms. Even if they are not sentenced to 12 months imprisonment, they are still ineligible to sit in parliament.
He says the same could apply to former politicians who knowingly flouted the rules.
15 have been found to be dual citizens. I would imagine that for every one of those, there would be 3 or 4 former MPs who are drawing pensions to which they're not entitled.
At the heart of this issue is whether a rule banning dual citizens from holding office is still relevant in a multicultural society. Some Australians are fed up with this never-ending saga. These people in Sydney CBD voiced their frustrations.
It just keeps going on and on and on like a festering wound.
It never ends, does it?
Unless we change the constitution, which is not going to happen, it's a fair decision.
But the government is already lowering expectations of any referendum to resolve the crisis. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the candidacy process is not complicated.
If you want to run for parliament, you've got to make sure that you are a citizen only of Australia. Full stops. It's pretty straightforward.
Constitutional law expert Anne Toomey says the process discriminates against people from some countries because each nation has a different method of renouncing citizenship.
There is a potential level of unfairness here because people who come from some countries will find it very easy to renounce. This is not going to be a problem for them. People who come from other countries who have dual citizenship are going to have significant problems in terms of renouncing. It may take 4 or 5 years.
A parliamentary inquiry into the issue is expected to recommend a referendum to end the matter once and for all. Its report is due next week. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.